please have your attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me in the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five. Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, so.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
After weeks spent facing off across a partisan divide that often seemed too wide to cross, our country came to the brink of a disaster. But in the end, political adversaries set aside their differences and disagreements to prevent that disaster.
That is Harry Reid, Senator Harry Reid, on major medication as he announces that the end of the end is here.
You're my hero. You saved us from the brink of disaster.
Man, Mitch McConnell, Harry Reid, Mitch McConnell, sitting in a tree, and they were basically coming up with some solution, some way to solve this mess. And I'm kind of bummed out about it, to be honest with you. I mean, if it really is happening. Actually, I think that they were a bit premature, if I could say it that way, because they still have to take it to the full Senate, from what I understand, and then the House, and then... Call me when they've decided to end the Fed. And then we're on to something. Because if they hadn't, nothing, my friends, is going to change in Washington, D.C. Because they have the ability.
Don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath on that one.
No. The point is, this is all theater again, bread and circus stuff. This is about, you know, we got to keep the EBT cards flowing. But the fact of the matter is, there's some rumors happening that certain banks are starting to limit withdrawals and stopping the sending of money overseas. I mean, how long will it be before Cyprus and Greece happens here? Thanks to Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell. So don't plan your vacation just yet, especially if you get paid with Federal Reserve notes, because those notes might not be buying you a whole heck of a lot if they agree to raise the debt ceiling, which inevitably we know they will. But that side of it, the same old, that's the kind of same old the old media is loathe to talk about. In fact, I don't think they will mention that at all today.
You don't think so, huh?
No, I have a slight suspicion that they're not going to cover it this way. They're going to praise Harry and Mitch. Is it Harry Mitch or Mitchie Harry?
Harry Mitch.
Harry Mitch.
Yeah, I'm Mitch.
They've come together They've stopped their bitching and moaning and griping and complaining, and they're all going to hold hands and allow the Fed to print our way out of the disaster that was printed into, that we were printed into.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where's the boo, boo?
Yeah, the kids are excited. The kids are excited. And you know, they don't have to worry about not being able to go take a look at Mount Rushmore now. And actually, you know what? I'm hoping time now.
Yeah.
Time will be back running again.
Yeah, because we've been a little bit off. Actually, you've come back online here because is anybody even watching the videos that we're doing every day? What is the point? Hello, Robert Scott Show listeners. Super Don and RSB getting together each day to give you a video preview of the show. And you're not spreading it around. I mean, this is not the Federal Reserve here. We can't print it out of thin air. We produce it. You go ahead and share it with your friends.
Are we experiencing an on-air scolding right now?
No, I'm just teasing. I'm just having fun. Actually, we're having such fun on the air doing that before the show. I'm like, why bother to do the show? Let's just do a comedy skit on the video screen. I mean,
we'll just play around on YouTube for 15 minutes.
But. If you want to see Super Don's great big giant head today on the air. You'll see. All right. You got to download it. RS Bell Media Channel is the channel for the Robert Scott Bell Show on YouTube. Of course, RS Bell Media is the Twitter account. And you can follow us. Of course, there's a Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook. And a shout out to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnewsradio.com, where most of you listen each day. And of course, our friends, our syndicator, GCN at GCNlive.com. The archives are up and linked, and all of the sponsor links are there. Oh, today, what a show today. We got a jam-packed thing. What am I chatting about here? Obviously, you know, the big news, the government shutdown might be, I can't say averted, but converted back into a government, go back to work and pretend nothing has ever happened. But we have Roy Dittman on this hour. Roy Dittman, the Brighton Baby. He's not the Brighton Baby, but he wrote the book, The Brighton Baby. All about, because yesterday we talked with Brian Hooker about their targeting pregnant women with flu shots and how it's causing spontaneous abortions and miscarriages. And Roy Dittman is all about prepping you folks out there. Ladies, men, you want to have healthy children, you want to have a healthy pregnancy, this is the guy. Also, it is the anniversary of the birth of Antoine Béchamp. I'm hoping that we'll hear from Christopher Barr, who we had on this past Sunday. If you missed that show, dynamic, very important show. We talked about selenium in depth as a prevention of cancer and a lot of other things. You can go back in the show notes and link to them, and they're also up at Natural News Radio and GCN. Now, the vocal Chris, hopefully he'll come by. We can get a little celebration of the law of the terrain and our favorite scientist, Antoine Béchamp. And I know Roy is right there with us and saying, go, Antoine. Yay, Béchamp. Also, it is Outside the Box Wednesday. What are you laughing at?
Oh, you sounded like a cheerleader there.
Cheerleader. RSB the cheerleader. Well, I'm going to be cheering
Béchamp.
For...
Go, Béchamp.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Now I'm making funny laughing noises. I also want to say we're cheering for TMB today. Ty is in New York City, and he's out there tracking down Michael Bloomberg, the mayor, going, hey, Michael, what's going on here? Why are you trying to mandate flu shots for all kids that go to daycare in New York City? And he's going to see if he can talk to some men or women on the street, see if they speak a language that we can understand, and we'll find out about that. And he's also invited a friend of his, I believe he's up there in New York City with, Richard Ostro from Carnivora. And Ty has written about Carnivora as another cancer cure, botanical cancer cure, unapproved by the government. So we're gonna talk with Richard a little bit about that botanical. That's gonna be awesome. And of course, if you would like to chime in on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 is the number to be part of the show. So, government shutdown, are they gonna go back to work? Do we really want them to go back to work? The risk we see with the EBT cards, the collapse of the free money, so to speak, of the folks that are poor, that right now have become so dependent upon the government, the disaster that is, also the likelihood of confiscation, outright confiscation of percentages of your bank accounts, because they are you don't own them. It's kind of like people that think that they bought their house and they've even paid off the mortgage, and each year their bill or monthly, however it is, for property taxes, despite the unconstitutionality of taxing private property,
mm-hmm.
which indicates that the property is not private, it's not yours, the government still holds title to it. That's a big problem here, because when you talk about the Declaration of Independence, the basis, you know, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness defined in a modern context is property rights, private property rights. And so if you don't have those rights, and the government can tax you on the things that you think you have, but you don't, of course, you're in a state of confusion, which allows for the Democrats and Republicans to play you, like Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell are playing you right now.
Absolutely.
They haven't solved anything.
They did the same thing. People have short-term memory issues here. Yeah. They did the same thing in 2011.
They did. This has happened before. And by the way, if you talk about man on the street, are there still people, I think I mentioned this yesterday, I asked you, are there still people blaming a shrubbery about this?
You know, it's funny because we make jokes about that. They're going to blame Bush. Well, you know what? We're not too inaccurate in that. There's this guy, Dan Joseph from MRC TV, which I'd never heard of these guys before, but I'm going to check them out. Dan Joseph went out on the street and was asking people in Washington, D.C. about who they thought was the most at fault for the shutdown, either Barack Obama or George Bush. And you will not believe what they had to say here. Listen to this.
Who do you hold more responsible for this government shutdown right now? President Obama or former President George W. Bush?
Former President George W. Bush.
I would certainly think that Bush really put us in this position.
George Bush, he was doing stuff, but he wasn't, like, really doing as much what Obama's trying to do. Mm. So it's, like, so much that stuff that Obama trying to make up on what President Bush haven't done, and Obama's getting blamed for it.
Former President George W. Bush.
All right, what about you?
Definitely.
Same.
Based on my lack of full knowledge, I would have to say maybe Bush.
A shrubbery.
Can you believe that?
Yes, I can believe that. This is the level of intelligence of voter Bubaconis Americanis. And as I said, you can't vote the bums out. As we say, even though they want to, everybody wants to vote the bums out. As you know, they vote their bum in.
How long has Obama been president?
Oh, is it five plus
like
years?
6 years or something?
6 years, yeah.
And it's still Bush's fault.
It's all Bush's fault.
Yeah.
Listen, people, I swear,
I want to become Martian. I want to renounce my planetary citizenship.
Speaking of planetary citizenship, it is all about a globalist, universalist agenda. I would say globalist agenda because it's Bush's fault. It's Clinton's fault. It's Bush Sr.'s fault. It's Reagan's fault. It's Carter's fault. Did I miss anybody? There's plenty of globalists have been basically running the show, and we've been warned about it. You know, whether it be Eisenhower saying, hey, beware the military industrial.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to the Robert Yadbell Show, live 6 days a week, naturalnewsradio.com, GCN. Of course, the links are up in the show notes at robertyadbell.com. Super Don, making it sound so good. And, of course, on the board, we got Tom today. If you'd like to call in at 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355. It is Outside the Box Wednesday. We'll be hearing from Ty Bollinger up in New York City. Right now, I want to go back to my friend Roy Dittman. He's on the line, and he is, of course, the author of The Brighton Baby, doing amazing work in helping you folks out there, if you're not paying attention, to prepare. If you want to bring healthy life to this planet, you gotta listen to what Roy has to say. Roy, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert. I can't hear you. It's like a buzzing sound. All I hear is a buzzing.
A buzzing sound. All right. Well, you know, if I'm buzzing like a bee, I don't want it to be that way, because I want you to be able to hear me, so we can double check the audio on the next break if you want to hold on with us, and we can go to plan B.
Okay.
No pun intended on the B there. All right. Stand by. We'll put Roy on
plan
hold.
B.
Plan B. Plan B plan from B. Outer space. I don't know what's going on out there. I think it's Harry Reid, or did I say Harry McConnell? They are taking revenge on us for somehow, how would we say, not necessarily believing that they've actually solved the crisis, solved the problem in there.
No, and they haven't. Listen, they created the crisis, and then they created the phony, kick-the-can-down-the-road solution. This is like a firefighter starting a fire so that he can turn around and then put the fire out and be the hero of the day. Or, like we talk about, creating or maintaining a disease, managing a disease, and then coming up with a pill to manage the symptoms to make people think like you're doing something good for them. And that's what this is.
There you go again. I mean, being right on the money, because that's where exactly where I was going. This is what we need to reference here, because our what we call our government is operated as if it's an allopathic medical monopoly, because it doesn't address any of the causes. So we definitely need to go deeper into this. I'm just getting word from Mike Adams, the health ranger, that there's breaking news he wants to chime in on. So he'll be calling in momentarily, and we'll get to that. I don't even know what this is. So this is the exciting thing of us being live each day.
Well, and I'll tell you what, Robert, since we've got a few minutes here,
Yep.
Why don't we go ahead and play that teaser of Ben Swan's latest video that just came out today? He's got the the Truth and Media Project at benswan.com. And his newest one here is about a government program, believe it or not, to control religious thought. Let's play that Ben Swan clip.
I'm not hearing it, are you?
I'm not hearing it, no.
Tom, are you there? I think he might be troubleshooting off the air.
I'm Ben Swan.
I told you the Defense Department was using taxpayer dollars to learn how to influence people with religious beliefs in order to control those beliefs, would it really surprise you? Would you think I'm a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist? Would you care if I told you the program was aimed at controlling fundamentalist Muslims? How about fundamentalist Christians?
Yep. I mean,
so that's a preview, and it's stunning. If you understand the concept of freedom of religion, that's the First Amendment. It isn't the freedom to impose your religious beliefs on others, but it's certainly the freedom not to be infringed upon by the government to impose that. Now, do we have Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, on? We've got breaking news right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got about a minute and a half before break. Mike, what's up? What's breaking?
Yeah, hi there, Robert. Thanks for having me on. Earlier today, a story broke on InfoWars and the Alex Jones Show, you know, with also with GCN. Paul Watson wrote a story about Chase not allowing international wire transfers after November 17th and limiting activity to account to $50,000 per business account. And this story was posted, again, by Paul Watson. A lot of people thought it was fake. We have just independently confirmed this. We received the same letter from Chase. It is true. Starting November 17th, the restrictions are going in place where no one can transfer money outside the country. It's happening, Robert. These are the capital controls that we long predicted during the collapse of the empire.
So you're right, Mike. Wow. I mean, in fact, when we did our economic preparedness program a few years back, we actually predicted this exactly as you described it, that they would start limiting the ability to move money, limiting the ability to use your own money, and even taking from you that which you think is yours, like happened in Cyprus, what's happening in Greece. Stick around, Mike. Can you stick around? We can go deeper into this. All right. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is with us. We'll try to get Roy Dittman back on as well. Breaking news right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The land of, liberty. It might not be the one you think you're in, but the liberty is flowing right here, right now, on the Robert Scott Bell Show through naturalnewsradio.com and beyond. So stand by for this breaking news and a whole heck of a lot more. Tell your friends.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Food labels are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7, 2014. NaturalNews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers. customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Robert Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we'll be back with Roy Hittman momentarily in the Brighton Baby. But we've got Mike Adams, the Hills Ranger, breaking news right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show through naturalnewsradio.com. This is the place you want to stay tuned to, 3 to 5 in the afternoon Eastern time. Mike, we talked briefly at the top of the hour about the economic crisis not being solved by Harry McConnell, as we call them. And now the news coming down through you, Mike, you've got confirmation from Chase, is it, that they're going to limit wire transfers and even maybe withdrawals. How far does this go?
This is a red alert moment because we always knew that the financial default of the United States empire would be accompanied by capital controls, which is what this is, followed by seizure of pension funds. So you can fully expect that maybe in December, maybe early next year, it's hard to tell the time. It could happen within months. The government may begin seizing a private retirement funds, but first the public funds. They'll take the pensions from federal workers, you know, police officers, you name it, TSA workers even, They'll seize those funds. They'll say that they're protecting them. But this is a government that's in a panic situation now in terms of finances. Chase obviously knows what's up, and this capital control will, quote, cancel any international wire transfers. That's a direct quote from this letter that we received from Chase Bank. Again, cancel any international wire transfers. You cannot send money outside the United States. Governments do this when they're desperate to control their currency. They know that hyperinflation is coming. They know that people are going to try to flee the U.S. dollar and put their money in other geographic locations as well as other currencies. This is one of the capital controls that has historically been used by governments when a total financial panic is about to unfold. They're also limiting cash withdrawals and activities. You can't have $50,000 or more of activity per billing cycle, or I'm sorry, per statement cycle. And for a lot of companies, that's not even enough to cover payroll. You know, how are you going to pay your own staff if you can't have $50,000 worth of check writing activity or deposits or withdrawals? This is Chase basically telling companies, you no longer have control of your own money. This is a red alert moment, Robert.
It is. It is. And we're going to continue following this each day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, of course, that we'll link up to National News. Mike's got an article coming out about it, firsthand knowledge now, confirmation of Chase's reference points to limiting banking activity. This is the beginning, the dawn of the rise of what they'll call the black market underground economy. It's the new economy. It's where people will find ways to continue interchanging. Whether it be gold, silver, or barter, get ready, folks. This is happening now. Mike, thank you for the update. Really appreciate you coming in on unknown notice. I'm very appreciative of that.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Take care now.
All right, that's the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, with breaking news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We go back to Roy Dittman, and you know, I have this question for Roy. I mean, it's not only about having a healthy baby, but it's having the money to raise a healthy baby. You want to talk about an economic challenge like none, like no other time in at least American history. It looks like we're headed there.
Well, right, Robert. I say this to my patients and my friends all the time, is that we have a bigger concern right now, which we've just heard, is what kind of world are our children going to grow up in? And in you know, our grandparents, our parents could never foresee something like this happening to our nation, to future generations. And so we have to look at everything in the geopolitical, socioeconomic spectrum today to see how our children are going to grow up, what kind of quality of life they will have when they don't have the resources that our country had, immense resources to create things, build new things, invent new things, innovate things, that, you know, now have been put on hold because it's not about, what we invent anymore, because we had free reign to invent anything we wanted for a long time, even though the banking structures were controlled. But, you know, I think with the assassination of, JFK, that all ended because now there was full banking control. And, that started in 1913, 100 years ago, as you know.
Yes,
and
that's right. Federal Reserve Act of 1913, we're 100 years in. No other fiat currency in this way has lasted 100 years, and that's why we're at the, you know, the tail end of it. That, there's an inevitability about it, but what are you doing to prepare? And, of course, your book, The Brighton Baby, and we have it linked up in the show notes today, brightonbaby.com. You've got to check it out, the Complete Guide to Preconception and Conception. For those of you still wanting to bring babies into the world, we want you to do it as healthily as possible because it's a disaster, this economic environment, but there are toxicological aspects of the environment as well that you address more comprehensively than anyone I've ever met in that book that you've done.
Yeah, that's right. And to some extent or another, when people have suppressive types of governments which are limiting our abilities to operate, and when we have things that are suppressing our abilities, our competencies, our ability to look to the future, not very much is possible. I've lived in Eastern Europe and in communist dictatorships growing up with my father, who was doing research over there as an American scientist. And I got to see firsthand what it was like to live under Ceausescu in Romania and in East Germany and Russia, and other countries like Poland and Czechoslovakia. I got to see firsthand what it was like. And I can say that to some extent,
although we always said in this country we will never be like that, you know, we are in many degrees beyond that now because of the technology. The ability to spy on people is far outweighs the Stasi in East Germany's spying network, which was like one in two people. People had like husbands and wives spying on each other, sons and daughters and spying on their fathers and mothers. It was horrific nightmare, Orwellian nightmare. Now we've surpassed that because of the technology. And that's pretty frightening for Americans. And it's kind of a reality disrupt because they can't quite digest the fact that we're there and then we're beyond there now. And I tell people, look, back to Bryson Baby. It's like we have a choice right now, Robert. And if you look at where we're at with autism skyrocketing, we were at Autism One. We got to see doctors, Sinef from MIT, talk about this. And she wrote a paper with Dr. Semcel from MIT as well. Now, this was a grand slam for the people of the United States and the world who are trying to communicate that autism isn't our genes. You know, it isn't just how, you know, this is impossible for in one or two generations for genes to go in this direction. But it is epigenetic. And what she said in this 40-page paper is a slam dunk. You can show this to the face of any news reporter, any government official, and say, and put them on the spot and say, what do you think about this? Because what she's saying is, according to research on glyphosate alone, Roundup, right, by Monsanto, that one in two children born in the United States of America will have some form of autism by 2025. Now, think about that. By 2025. Now, there's already 4 million children with autism in this country, and that's at least $2 to $4 trillion right there. Now, who's going to pay for that? Because the banks are going to pay for it. The government's not going to pay for it. They've already reclassified it as a psychological disorder. So you might be able to get counseling. You might be able to get some kind of behavioral training for your child. But there's not going to be any medical costs that are going to be implied. And, you know, the pharmaceutical industries that manufacture these things, because I had two biopharmaceutical companies, and they would come to us to ask to spray freeze dry them and process them. And I got to know the inside workings of that industry. I saw, you know, that there is no liability. They've been indemnified from liability. Now, why would a pharmaceutical company demand indemnification from liability? That means they have no liability if something goes wrong with their child. So if the government, you can't sue the government, and you can't sue the pharmaceutical companies, you can't sue the banks that back those, that funded those vaccinations, well, who's liable then? Well, it looks like you, the parent, is liable. So if that's the case, I think it's just like the banking industry, what we just heard from Mike Adams. Well, we're on our own, folks. And that's mm-hmm. why I wrote Biden Baby. I said,
yes.
If we're on our own, well, let's call a spade a spade. Where we're at is, if we're going to have children, we're going to have to take full responsibility for our lives and look at, step back and say, how do we want to have children again? And we have to kind of completely reformulate how we do that. And the good news is that there's a lot of things that you can do, actually.
Yeah, I want to go back, Roy, to what you said about we're on our own, because that message needs to be heard. And it doesn't mean that there aren't family members and friends local, you know, in a community that could come together to help. That's not what you're saying, and I know that. But from the standpoint of the dependency that has been bred on large governmental institutions maybe thousands of miles away from you or large banking institutions, the same scenario exists, and they play this game that, well, it's voluntary. The reason they could say it's the parents' fault ultimately is, well, it wasn't really a mandate. Oh, sure, we kind of thought or pretended and made you believe it was, but you could have opted out. And so in that way, they say we didn't force you to do it. In the same way, the economic system based on the Federal Reserve is also a voluntary system that they don't like to tell you because there are, what, legal tender laws. You have to use it. But who do those laws apply to? These are questions of identity that we sometimes visit here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I know Roy knows a lot about this as well. We don't have a lot of time to dig deep into it. We had a couple of minutes before the break here. But, Roy, what you're bringing out is so very important, and what you do with the Brighton Baby is so very important because it gives people the information so they can bring the power to heal back to them, back to their children, even before they have children.
That's exactly right. And, I mean, the good news, Scott, is that we have the ability to do this. I mean, America and Americans are extremely innovative and creative. We're the most creative culture on the planet, and that's been our history since day one. So we really can do this. I think people need to regroup and say, you know, how are we going to approach this entire subject? And kind of let go of the past and say, look, let's not focus on the breakdown so much. Because that's kind of depressing for people. It's depressing.
No, we want to lift them up. And of course, Roy, that's what you're doing. Roy Dittman, lifting us up with BrightonBaby.com. Check it out. The links are in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. You can take control of your health and the health of your children yet to be. There's the guidebook. We'll talk with Roy some more. And, of course, it is Outside the Box Wednesday on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Say that masked man was.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
My good friend, a nutritional historian. He's not a doc, he's better. He's here to celebrate very briefly the birthday of someone we both admire, our favorite scientist, Antoine Béchamp. Chris, tell everybody.
Happy birthday to he. Happy birthday to him. Happy birthday, Antoine Béchamp, the greatest scientist who ever lived, and so much more.
Well said. Well said.
Had Béchamp been paid attention to, there would be no autism, among many other things.
Well, real quick, why is that the case?
Because it's all about the terrain, because he was the one who fought against the fraud of vaccination and so much more at its inception. And so there wouldn't be any autism had his attention to personal responsibility and to stay away from noxious poisons been heeded, which he backed up with more science than any other scientist has ever produced who has ever lived. Documented. Then the record still.
Well, that's it. I did want you to come on board to say happy birthday to Antoine Béchamp. Everybody should be learning about it. Chris Barr, my friend, thank you for being here. And I want to get back to Roy Dittman now. I wish doctors in the West would learn about Antoine Béchamp because they all worship at the altar of the germ theory and Louis Pasteur, the thief, the guy who was friends with the emperor, and they kind of ignored the terrain like Chris Barr just intimated with Antoine Béchamp.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I've written several articles about this very issue, about Béchamp and Pasteur and that whole debate. And one of the things that I focus on in Brighton Baby, a revolutionary organic approach to having an extraordinary child by Balboa Press, is that we can be proactive, especially fathers. Our fathers think that we default to mothers when it comes to pregnancy and babies. And rightly so. We don't breastfeed and we don't give birth. But in the preconception phase, which we men all like because we get to practice, we like that. So, and that's the fun part, right? But this is the time where we really shine. This is the time where we step up to the plate and deliver high-quality sperm. You know, I have a whole chapter that's father to father, man to man, that talks about what it means to have, you know, what's the difference between having a son that will be able to catch a ball properly. And I was a father who saw, you know, when my first son was born, that because he was exposed to mercury in the womb through the Rogam shot, and I didn't know because his mother was Rh negative,
that he was exposed, and found out much later that it had mercury in it. And so I was caught off guard. I hear we were doing Weston Price diet, we're eating organic, we had this lifestyle, doing yoga every day, we had, you know, gentle birth, and here we had a child with integration disorder and Asperger's. And we thought, okay, back to the drawing board. What did we miss? And so what we missed was heavy metals and how to detect them and how to get them out of the body and how to make sure that even though we minimized our exposure to heavy metals, in today's world, it's no longer like our grandparents' world. So we're inheriting generational gene deletions from heavy metals, from pesticide accumulation, from ionizing radiation. Yeah, a lot of people have been exposed to ionizing radiation from our food chain, the water supply, and indeed it's what brought down the former Soviet Union, in my opinion, primarily.
Yeah, a big part of it. You're right, Roy. And, of course, the concerns I have for next generations, if they don't take back that control, as you write about in the Brighton Baby, we're going to have a nation of dependents that there's nothing for them to depend on.
Yes. I think we're dumbing our the established, you know, centrally controlled educational system is dumbing children down for decades now. You know, the kind of land my grandfather who went from riding horses to becoming one of the greatest war heroes, aviators and astronauts in our country's history for Lockheed, you know, he was like the lead trainer pilot in World War II. He was just a stellar, you know, man's man. And, you know, and my father, you know, grew up on a Wisconsin farm and, you know, became...
Well, you've got the lineage in history to go back and look at what the terrain is, what it means, and you brought it forward in the Brighton Baby. And, Roy, I appreciate you so very much, and I appreciate you flexing with us on the audio side and with the breaking news from Mike Adams and Antoine Béchamp's birthday. We'll obviously get you back on, so I appreciate you being here. We're out of time this hour. But
thank you, Roy Dittman,
the Brighton Baby. Check it out online. In the meantime, remember this. We'll be back in a moment. But the power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.